Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
64% say no, they do not
it's
agree.
It's hanging around 2 out of 3.
That is correct. Yeah.
This is going to swing it because he's the voice of Atlanta and he's the finest talk show host in America today. Exton's own.
Exton.
John Kincaid is with us. Hi, John.
I think Broomall claims me on there because that's where I grew up. Yeah, I'm on the Wikipedia page right after Danny Bonaducci and right before David Miscavige.
Oh, dear Lord.
From the Scientologist.
All right, well, they all want to, John, they all want to claim you because of what you was established in radio.
Oh, no. They claim me now, Ange.
Yeah.
But in 40 years, they're going to go back over every John act I ever used on WIP,
yeah.
And they're going to tear me down for it.
Uh-oh, he's doing
that. They're going to say that I was awful. They're going to say that I was a terrible human being because that's what we do today. That's what we do today. We rewrite history. We take everything out of context and try to destroy people's legacies. And too many good, upstanding people stand by and let it happen. It's disgraceful. It's cowardice.
All right. I'm guessing here you've lapsed, right? You've started right in on the Kate Smith thing. You are very unhappy with the way the Flyers handle it. Is that right, John?
Yeah, you know why? You know why, Ange? Because they literally had this woman and exploited her for 30-some years even after her death. And even during her lifestyle, during her lifetime, they used her. They used her. They promoted her. They created it as part of their brand marketing. And then 30-some years after her death, you're going to allow somebody who did a very poor job of sourcing the information about the songs that were sung, who wrote them, what they were written for, why they were performed, and then you're going to tear down her statue in the middle of the night? Honestly, the most shocking part of the story to me is that Comcast got somebody out there at 4 in the morning to go and do that because they can't get someone to my house at 3 in the afternoon. I'm more shocked about that happened.
It's right.
To me, it's disgraceful, Ange. It's a disgrace, and for not enough people to have the guts. Look, everybody, you don't have to be constantly look how woke I am. Look how in touch with everything I am. Do your damn research on this story. And if you know anything about what happened, Paul Robeson performing the song and covering the song, why it was written, it was a parody song. CNN has a piece up today that says, some are saying it was a parody song. That is corrupt journalism. It was a parody song. It was written as a parody song. It was written as comedy. But I guess 90 years later, you can go back, find a piece of comedy, and say that it offends you in 2019, and you want a statue taken down of a woman who raised more money for the war effort than any woman in American history. It's disgraceful. It's my father fought in that war. My dad was a prisoner of war because of that. My uncles fought in that war. And it's a disgrace that they would besmirch this woman's name, who, by the way, it wasn't just for white soldiers. She was out there raising money. It wasn't for that. She wasn't performing just with white soldiers. It's a disgrace. Absolute humiliating disgrace. And for the Flyers, you'd be better off shrouding your building, considering the last 40-some years of product you put out, especially like the last 15 or 20. You should be embarrassed. Shroud that stadium. That's what you need to do.
I'll be honest. That was absolutely brilliant, John. I'm not going to even taint it with any follow-ups. I think it was John, we all deal with the same thing. We're in this business, and the police that now command political correctness. And what it really is gutlessness. It's whatever offends the fewest number of people, I will go along with, regardless of who's right or wrong. And that's what's going on in the world right now.
We had the mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed.
Yep.
Him and I would get into many famous Twitter brawls. He would get after me on Twitter, and I would get right back after him. There were people in his office who told me after he left office, they were monitoring my show.
Wow.
There were people waiting to see me. Did he slip up? Is there anything we could get on him about? Is there anything he said that we could potentially twist or use? There was somebody tipped me off after he left office going, oh, yeah, you and him would not only brawl on Twitter. There were people watching you, monitoring you, waiting to see you screw up, because then they were going to go full blazes on me. Well, guess what, dude? 1995, I started, and I'm still standing.
All right, John, let me try to get some of the other stuff going on. Should we still be taking Donovan McNabb seriously?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
I don't. And to me, I know, there's nobody. There's what when you talk about ex-players that I respect their opinions of, it's Ike Reese. And I love Ike, and I try to listen on the app as often as I can. Ike's, like, personally offended that people are going after Donovan McNabb. Mm-mm. There's a reason that people are going after him, because he's constantly inserting himself into discussions and into analysis of things that, by the way, he's not connected to. The people that I know that give me insights on what's going on in that Eagles locker room, it's not like Donovan McNabb is some beloved ex-Eagle. It's not like he is a connected ex-Eagle. Like, he is somebody that the players of today reach out to, get some advice from, try to get their feel for, hey, can you give me some insights? Can you help me? That supposedly doesn't go on with Donovan. And to me, he doesn't have the understanding of what's going on in that room. He is butthurt that Carson Wentz is so beloved so early. He doesn't like it. He's very upset about it. And I don't want to hear it. I'm trying to think of how many times I've heard other ex-athletes that have had to come back and say, well, here's what I really meant to say. That happens with Donovan McNabb twice a year.
It's true.
It happens with Donovan. With other athletes that have been in this town, it happens maybe occasionally. Mike Schmidt, I know, had one thing, back when the political correct police got after him. It's like there's something about Donovan McNabb that he can't help himself. He wants to be loved. He wants to be part of the mix. But then he doesn't do the work to be part of the mix. You know how you do that as a beloved ex-athlete? You give of your time. You give of your talents. You give of your support. And by the way, you do it quietly. I know a lot of ex-athletes in my town here in Atlanta, that they give their guidance, their leadership to the team, and they do it quietly. They don't announce it. They don't act like, well, let me give the advice publicly. Chipper Jones is one of the greatest. He's constantly giving advice to the young Braves. And you don't hear a thing from Chipper about what he was doing. Did he do a batting cage, down in the batting cages with one of the players to try to help him get through a slump? You never hear a word one about it, because Chipper's not asking everyone in Braves country to give him a pat on the back for it.
All right,
or to wait for his great insights.
Let me get one more in, because I'm trying to figure out how to handle this story with Jake Arrieta and Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Bryce Harper got thrown out of the game, and after the game, even though he didn't pitch particularly well, Arrieta had this to say about Harper.
Well, it's troubling, yeah. I'm out there doing everything I can to win a game. I need my guys behind me, and they weren't.
What do you think,
John? I love it. I love it.
You do?
Jake, I watched the game on DirecTV. Thanks a lot. If that was doing everything you can to help the Phillies win a game, then we're heading for a fourth-place finish.
Wow.
Thanks, Jake. Yeah. Really appreciate your efforts. You might want to do some more sweeping in a speed up. That would be great. It's very entertaining. What I would suggest is, to Jake Arrieta, is this. I would suggest go to, like, Rooms to Go or something today, just pick up a full-length mirror and go look at it. He literally stood behind a microphone and said, I'm doing everything I can do to help us win.
Right.
But I need these guys to be behind me and help me. Are you kidding me? He's done the amount of great, great appearances that Jake Arrieta has had in the Phillies uniform can be counted on one hand.
Yep.
True. So I don't want to hear that, well, I'm doing everything I can. If last night is everything he can, then the Phillies are screwed. They're screwed. If he thinks that's the best he can, and he's that, he doesn't have the self-awareness. Not being self-aware. You should call out everybody. If Arrieta's commentaries, just like last year, came with self-awareness, like, I need to do a hell of a lot more. Look at my paycheck.
Yep.
Look at what I'm being asked to do. If you have a little bit of self-awareness with the criticism of the team, then everybody thinks, hey, he's part of us. He's one of us. Look, Jake Arrieta, to me, is that sounds entitled. And last year it sounded entitled, too. Like, I've been to the mountain before, boys. Just follow me. Let me show you how it's done. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Start showing us, Jake.
I'm with you.
Start showing us,
John,
before you start telling everybody else how to do it.
If you got no opinions, just tell me. Clearly, yeah, I know. I'm very, you don't have anything strong on any of this stuff.
I'm very, very shy.
John, John, that's some awesome stuff, my friend.
I owe you guys.
I owe you. Thank you, John. Great stuff. Well, Al, that's a fiery guy.
Yeah, he was fiery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.